From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, and welcome to our Bible study. Mark chapter 8, the verses 14 through to 21, is the section we will be considering today. This is the last Monday of the month, so perhaps I could mention the testimony we will feature in our evening program during December. It is that of Kerry O'Rourke, a young woman whose family hailed from Dublin, but which moved to England. It was while she was in Northern Ireland that she was converted, and her story is one that glorifies the sovereign grace of God. That starts next Monday evening at 9 o'clock. We will read those verses now that I mentioned, Mark chapter 8, beginning at the verse 14. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do ye not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 7. And he said unto them, How is it that ye do not understand? Now here's the Whitfield Choir, made up of young people from the Free Presbyterian Church, and they're singing for us, The Blood Has Never Lost Its Power.
And the blood that never, never lost its power.
In this passage, the Lord Jesus Christ issues a solemn warning to his disciples. He says to them in verse 15, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod." Now, what he meant by that is made plain for us in Matthew's Gospel and the chapter 16. Let me read just two verses to you. Verse 11 of Matthew 16 reads, "How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees." The Saviour was issuing a solemn warning to his disciples against the self-righteousness and empty formalism of the Pharisees on one hand, and the worldly scepticism of Herod's court on the other hand. The Pharisee loved to be seen of men, we are told in Matthew chapter 23 and the verse 5. The Saviour says of them, "But all their works they do for to be seen of men." And Herod's court, of course, was worldly, full of scepticism and doubting and glorying in their doubting. Now it's against these doctrines that the Lord Jesus Christ warns his disciples. It's something, you know, that believers can very easily slip into, a love of outward show. It was for man's benefit that the Pharisees engaged in their religious activities. They lifted their eyes no higher than those around whom they knew were watching them, and they had no thought whatsoever for the eye of God that was upon them. How shallow is the religion of anyone who thinks only of how they are impressing others. And I tell you again, it's very obvious from the fact that the Saviour here is warning his disciples that such a thing can become a feature of the Christianity of even a true believer. We can draw near to the Lord with our lips, but our heart is far from him. We must ever seek, when we engage in worship, to bring our heart under the power of God's word and of his grace. The Lord Jesus says that they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Their spirit, their heart, must be engaged in the worship, and it must be worship that is in accordance with his truth. I think that here is something that young believers especially must watch out for. You know, the disciples here, Peter and all the others, they were young believers. They had not been long converted. Consequently, young believers need to take heed to this, because there is a terrible danger of any one of us being content with that outward practice of religious observances and a forgetting of the need to bring our heart under the rule of God. There has been more harm and damage done to the cause of Christ by the leaven of the Pharisees than has been done by all the persecutions ever mounted by evil men. We may be largely free from serious persecution, but there never is an age in which the Church of God is free from the danger of the leaven of mere formalism, mere outward show in our religion, and doubting and scepticism. That goes on all the time. Thankfully, persecution is not something that every generation of believers face. But here is something that every generation of believers face. We must therefore guard our hearts from this leaven, this corrupting influence that is so evident. Let me notice with you also how dull of understanding spiritual things man is. Now, these are the best of men. We could not surely wish for better men than Peter and John and James and all the other apostles. But they completely misunderstand the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he speaks to them, they reasoned among themselves, it says in verse 16, saying, "It's because we have no bread." The Saviour rebukes them sharply. Verse 17, "Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do ye not remember?" That is a very sharp rebuke, and it's a very informative rebuke. For the Saviour indicates that by interpreting his words as they did, there was something wrong with their reasoning, there was something wrong with their understanding, their heart was hardened, their eyes, the eyes of their mind, were dull and dark, they couldn't see, they couldn't hear, they couldn't remember what it was he had taught them in the past. I tell you, how dull of understanding man is regarding spiritual things. If you are not saved, your carelessness about this vital matter arises from a misunderstanding of God and of his word on your part. You have misunderstood entirely what the Bible has to say about the nature of God, his holiness, his justice, his purity, his wrath against sin. You have misunderstood your own sin. You take a light view of it. But if you but understood what sin is in the eyes of God, then you would not, you most certainly would not, take a light view of it. You have misunderstood the uncertainty of life. It's not, but there is plenty of evidence of that truth all around us. Every day, men and women, aye, and young people, are called out into eternity without a moment's notice. Oh, how uncertain life is. There are some that are beginning this day right now with us all. And before nightfall, they will be in eternity. How uncertain life is, and yet men don't seem to understand that. Otherwise, everyone listening to the sound of my voice who is not converted would give immediate and solemn consideration to their soul's need. Man's dullness stems from the corruption of his whole being. His heart, his will, his mind, and his conscience has been corrupted by sin. Man may be quick and clever in worldly affairs, yet have the greatest difficulty understanding the simplest of gospel truths, and so carelessly cast them aside. Let the dullness of understanding manifested amongst these good men be a warning to each and every one of us today. Let us apply our hearts unto wisdom, and study to grasp God's word. Let us pray as did David, "Teach me thy statutes." Oh, if you're not saved today, may you start to give solemn consideration to these matters. And dear Christian, let us daily pray for understanding. God bless you. Remember the program tonight at 9 o'clock. Please join with us again then. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.